B-Pod Studios.
This thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Touch Your Lights on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This what y'all wanted for 98 miles? All right, man, you got it. Hey, well, listen, man, I'm only giving y'all a little bit, you know what I mean? Check me out. Let me get off the 98.5. You could have done better behind the wise guy. Touch and Rich will give you good sports, but your hip game suck and you ugly as f***. Touch it look like Al Bundy on crap, while Rich look like you been banged from the back. I got a new name for ya, bet you like that. It's the Lil Sloan Pack. Can you imitate that? Ha ha. I bet you like that. Strip club on the way. Wall dick, where you at? Hey, 98 miles, man. Y'all sure y'all want me to do this, man?
What about Tony Max?
Let me get something straight. Tony, I heard you was gay.
Bertrand's next.
That can't be so. Mark Doublechin is the one that told me so. Ha ha.
Mike Felger.
On the pretty ass guy. I heard you was Tom Dick Jackie. Tell me now. Tell me now. Ha ha. I got a couple more people I could get, man. But you know what I'm going to leave it at this. I did this for y'all. All right? Wall dick, where you at? Check me out.
985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I wasn't here last Monday.
I know. Brandon was very concerned about you, Fred.
Well, thank you. Issues happen from time to time. Brandon Merriweather is brought to you this morning by DM Van Lines. DM Van Lines is the moving company who knows your playbook, audibles around your schedule, and does their job. An approved mover of the DOD. 851-MOVER, dnvanlines.com. On the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, our good friend, Brandon Merriweather. Hello, Mr. Merriweather.
What's up, yo? What's good?
It's all good, baby. That's what I'm talking about. It's all good.
Happy to have you back, man. Happy to have you back.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. That was the one thing that I missed about work on Monday.
He had a theory as to why you were gone, by the way.
Was that herpes? AIDS?
Yes, he said.
I would never.
He said Fred has
never
AIDS.
Seen that
full blown AIDS that I've been ignoring it. Even though there's, you can treat HIV now. You thought that I ignored all that information and it had AIDS, Brandon.
Nah, I just told him you skipped work to get your son, man. You know you had a hot little tenderoni and you were trying to get yourself.
At you know, 5 in the morning, I found a hooker coming home.
Hey, when is the best time to cheat? You know, when everybody's asleep.
Now, is that advice that I should take? Is that when everyone's asleep, that is the time to that is the best time?
Listen, your wife thank you at work. When is it the best time? I'm confused. I thought that was kind of sense.
You see, when Fred doesn't show up to work, I think a lot of people know.
Yeah, like she'll go like, "Hey, you're not on the radio today." So that's a problem with that theory.
Well, I guess you got a point, huh?
Yeah, I mean, when you're as famous as I,
if Rich stopped telling people you weren't here, then you probably could have got away with it.
That's right. I told Rich several times. I said, "Will you just pretend I'm there?" Just play a voice.
Just be really quiet.
Yeah, just play a voice going, and people will think that I'm here. All right.
Go ahead. What's good?
All right. Well, I have to ask you about it. Julian Edelman had a story that he told this past week about how one night he went and was working out late at the facility, and there weren't a ton of people there, except he saw Bill Belichick on a treadmill all by himself, kind of in the darkness, watching tape. And then afterwards, after he did a little bit of workout in another room, he walked into where the tubs were, where the hot tubs, and Bill Belichick was in there by himself. And when he saw Edelman, he got out of the tub and was completely nude, standing there in front of Julian Edelman. I guess the obvious question we have to start with is, have you ever seen Bill Belichick nude?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Now, you're not supposed to be nude in the hot tub, right?
No, you're supposed to have on some type of shorts or something. Yeah, but you know, but I guess for his defense, you know, it's 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Who else gonna be there? You know, so you should be able to walk around your house butt naked if you want to, right?
Yeah, but it seems like he's flaunting himself against the rules of the team. I mean, it was 11 o'clock at night. What's Edelman doing there at 11 o'clock at night? Kissing ass?
That's a better question. What is Edelman doing at 11 o'clock at night?
Yeah,
I'm sure Bill asked the same thing.
Like, if you knew that there was a guy that was coming in at, like, 6 in the morning and staying till 11 at night, wouldn't you, like, go, oh, you're an ass kisser? Like, what the hell are you doing?
Nah, I think you're an overachiever. I'd be like, yo, good job. I'm proud of you. You're an overachiever, buddy. Brandon won't be doing it, but
But aren't those like the same guys that go like all out in training camp and like in practice and you got to be like slow down?
Yeah, but them the guys you want, though, you know? Like them the guys you want. You want the guys who are going to go all out and, you know, make everybody, you know, practice a little harder. Them the guys you want.
Were you that guy?
No, of course not. I was the guy telling everybody to slow down, man. You tripping.
Yeah, see, so you just contradicted yourself. Because you seem to me like someone who would be like, all right, I'm talented. I was a first-round pick. Slow down. Like, wait, what the hell are you trying to do to me?
Yeah, basically, yeah. That was me. I was like, hey, man, y'all chill out now. Chill out because you're getting hurt and I'm going to be mad. Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, that's got to be something that's annoying. All right, so the Redskins have terrible ownership. Dan Snyder is an awful owner.
Oh, and by the way, something that we learned last week too, Brandon kind of had an epiphany. We were talking about because he was a member of the team and it was a player for him, and we were like, okay, well, they handle injuries pretty poorly. They ever do that with you? And Brandon, what did you come to realize when you were on with us last week?
That's right.
That all my injuries came while I was at a Redskins.
Yeah, that's right. He was like, oh, they're fine. They do great. And he goes, hang on. Now that I think about it, all the bad stuff that happened to me injury-wise were all while I was with the Redskins.
Yeah, because there's stories that Dan Snyder, like, they took that Haskins kid out of Ohio State, the quarterback, and that the reason they took him, this is a fact, is that Haskins played football with Snyder's son, which I'm sure Snyder's son is an electric football player. Given his dad's size, but and invisible athletic ability. But so, like, Snyder's apparently went into, and this is true too, Snyder pushed for them to draft him. When you're playing for that team, are you aware of, like, what a piece of garbage Snyder is?
No. Actually, you know, it's crazy. I thought Snyder was cool as hell. You know, I never thought, you know, Snyder was, you know, a piece of crap. Every time I seen him, he was cool. He was down to earth. He was always chilling. You know, he kind of let the coaches do their own thing. You know, only problem I ever seen Snyder have was with the RG3 thing. And when he forced them to take RG3, that was the only thing I ever seen them have. And all the problems.
Do you think that they broke RG3 the way they handled his medical situation?
Yeah, I think instead of them putting their feet down and saying, look, man, you don't need to play no more this season, I think they kind of, since he was having such an amazing season, I think they kind of let him kill himself, you know? Like, all athletes don't want to play, of course, but I think in that situation, you know, they should have stepped in and say, look, man, we need you for the future. But they didn't.
What about Jay Gruden? I think you had Jay Gruden as a head coach at one point. He just got fired this morning. What was Gruden's relationship that you saw with the owner? How does a head coach handle ownership with the Redskins?
I personally think Jay Gruden was a really good head coach. You know, I think with the tools he had, what he did was tremendous. You know, you can't name somebody that they brought in besides D-Jack to help anybody there, you know. And every quarterback he got hurt. Every quarterback he wanted got hurt. So, you know, you can't really, like, I think everything that done happened, you can't really blame Jay too much, you know. So, but do I think you need to be fired? Absolutely. I think they need a different approach now because I think the guys ain't playing for him like they should.
Did you ever have one of those times where you were injured and you had the staff urging you to go back and you knew that you probably weren't right, and there was a fight between you and the team as to whether or not you should be playing?
Yeah, well, it was always different for me because I personally, I was always taught, you know, you never give your backup opportunity to take your job. Like, that's how I was always raised. So it was different for me. It was me, with me, you had to keep me off the field. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I might miss a practice or two, but I'm going to play, I'm gonna do everything in my power to play a game. Like, I played a game when I was slightly still concussed with Washington. You know, I was still seeing stars and everything, and I still played because I don't like giving other people opportunities to look good in my spot. That was just me.
What's that like to be on the field and playing concussed?
It's like walking around drunk. You know, it's kind of like, it's like everything moves fast, and you know, you see big spots. You know, while you're running, you just have to try, kind of like weave around them.
Do you regret it now that you did that?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. If I could do it all over again, I would have missed a lot more games than I did.
Do you ever talk to a guy like while you guys were playing and you realized immediately this dude's playing concussed?
No, I haven't. I done looked at some people and I thought, like, yo, he got a concussion. He need to get out. Nah, but I have never talked to a guy and realized, you know, he got a concussion or anything. Nah.
So you never had a situation where somebody was just not lining up in the right place and you started talking to him, or were you ever that guy who was lined up in a wrong spot? Because you hear about this, I guess, happening where when people do go back into the game and they're concussed, they don't even know where they are.
No, I was always the guy who lined everybody up. So, you know, I never was the guy who lined up in the wrong spot. But see, the thing with that is some people are just not that smart. You know, like, they could be completely healthy and they line up in the wrong spot. So you really couldn't tell by that.
Like who?
I'm not giving no name. I knew you were going to ask me that, too. And I can't do that. I can't do my homies like that.
What's her name rhyme with?
I'm not going. You wouldn't know him anyway. You wouldn't know him anyway.
Okay.
All right. But he was a big, like, they were big dopey guys?
No.
Could you trick him into taking stuff or get him to do things?
No, I ain't have to. Everything I gave you, you would have took anyway.
What?
Don't worry about it, Rip.
If one went over my head a little bit. So you played with some dumb fellas there?
Yeah, you know, it's a bunch of dumb people in the NFL, you know? So,
is there any? Did you ever play with a dumb quarterback or, like, know a quarterback that was pretty dumb?
No, most quarterbacks are pretty intelligent. Most of them.
Yeah.
You know, I done played with, you know, some quarterbacks who I personally thought was dumb. Well, I played with one who I personally thought was dumb.
Was it Eli Manning?
No, I actually thought Eli was pretty smart, especially football smart. He was very intelligent.
Did you ever tell him to close his mouth?
You know, it's crazy. Yeah, I have.
Really?
Would you guys just sit, like, in back? Hang on, because I can kind of figure out why that would happen. Like, you're sitting there in like, you know, just wherever you guys are around the facility, and you and your friends are sitting there looking at him, like, and you're like going, "Why won't he shut his stupid mouth?" And then finally, one of you just gets fed up and has to go up to him and go, "Shut your mouth."
We was in the locker room and we was all sitting down talking and I just said, "You know, man, try to close your mouth sometimes, man." That's all. Like, it wasn't no, like, we was ragging on Eli and I know we was just, you know, everybody cracking jokes. Now, I just said it. I don't know why I said it. I was just like, "Man, close your mouth, man."
Could he do it?
But I'm always that person, though. You know, I'm always that person who say what everybody is thinking. So, right. Like, that always happens. So I'm just that person.
Could he shut it? Could he physically do it? Or did he just look at you and go,
Nah, he just let him say, all right, Brandon, now I try. That's all. It wouldn't.
If you took Brandon, or if you took Eli to where you grew up, and you dropped him off, would he be able to get back?
Yeah, he gonna pay everybody to get him back. Yeah, absolutely.
If you dropped him off with like a quarter and said, get home, would he be able to do it?
Yeah, his family is the man. Of course. Listen, one thing about the hood is if you could get him something, better yet, if he could promise them that they could meet his brother, they definitely would take care of it.
Okay.
You got to give him that. Just say, hey, man, look, I'm Eli Manning. I get you. You can meet Peyton. Everybody in the hood, because Peyton, I want a lot of people in the hood money.
Oh, so Peyton Manning has a lot of fans in the hood?
Yeah, he win. Listen, any winner, if you're a winner, you got fans in the hood.
Eli's a winner. And they say, let me see your brother. He's won 2 Super Bowls.
No. I mean, like a consistent winner, like every year.
I was going to say
that. Do you think Eli Manning should be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, absolutely. Eli Manning is a Hall of Fame.
Why? Why? He's been mediocre every other year other than the 2 Super Bowls.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But anytime you're a starting quarterback for 10-plus years on the same team, you're going to be a Hall of Famer. It's not because it's not the players that vote. Remember, it's the media, and basically the media gonna go off of stats. And of course, everybody gonna have you gotta have stats if you play for 10 years. Right. You got a 10-year straight start. Like you started every game in your career for 10 years in a row. Of course, you're gonna have the stats.
How many more years left does Andy Dalton have until he's a Hall of Famer?
I think he qualifies. Hang on a second.
Andy Dalton?
Yeah.
you know it's crazy? Andy Dalton might be exception to the rule.
Might be?
Andy Dalton is the one person who I've seen that deserves to be a backup quarterback. But since it do that though, look how long they kept Marvin Lewis. You know what I mean?
Oh, crazy.
You know they do stuff like that. So
this is year 9 for Dalton.
Okay,
so he doesn't quite qualify.
What are you away from being a Hall of Famer, there, Brandon?
That's right.
All right, Brandon. So when you come up here, because I guess that your trip is going to be funded and all those.
Oh yeah, I meant to tell you. So after he got off the phone, there's people at the station who are like, well, we have to make this happen. And this isn't like the other thing with the Brandon the Bird, because we didn't deal with the NBC Sports Boston people like we do here. They're serious about bringing you up.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
All right, so you'll take Wallach under your wing?
Dick, I got you.
I'm excited.
We're going to have Boston later as soon as I get there.
I'm looking forward to it. Fantastic.
Man, well, they cut it out. You know, your wife ain't gonna let you hang out with me.
Oh yeah, I'll have you come over and meet the kids. It'll be great.
Your wife's gonna let you hang out with me after you got your teeth fixed, Walter?
Because he's a real ladies' man now.
No, it was that gap that was keeping him from getting laid.
That's right. Now the gap is closed. I'm good to go.
You got to take out them bifocals too, man.
You know, Wallach has been through a very, very messy divorce.
No, he ain't.
I was divorced. This is my second wife that I've married to right now.
Yeah?
Yep.
Oh, so Wallach, you ain't got no problems. You ain't got no problems getting none, huh?
No.
No, when Wallach's wife left him because he was having sex with prostitutes.
He was what?
Having sex with prostitutes.
Man, cut it out, man.
True story.
Cut it out, man. She probably was having sex with prostitutes. That's why she left.
All right. Well, that's true.
Her wall didn't can fulfill her no more.
Well, it's true. There's many, many ways to look at that relationship ending.
That's right.
Well, Brandon Merriweather, we will work out when we can get you up here. It's always a pleasure, sir.
All right. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Man. Thank you so much. There you go. Brandon Merriweather, life lessons.
I just love the fact that he straight up went up to Eli Manning and said, all right, close your mouth sometime.
Yep, close your mouth.
Close your mouth.
Close your mouth, dummy.
Because that would piss me off. Like, if you're around somebody as derpy as that, just all the time, like,
The last time he described Eli Manning, we talked about Eli Manning like 2 or 3 years ago. And he said, you know, guys, I know Eli looks like he's got something wrong with him, but it's not true at all.
I just think he said something wrong with him. All right. So we'll return. It is mustache fever with this fellow there from Jacksonville.
Gardner Minshew.
And we're going to play a game called How Long Until They Mention Mustache.
Okay.
We will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Country Lights on 95, the Sports Hub.
This what y'all wanted for 98 Mile? All right, man, you got it. Hey, well, listen, man, I'm only giving y'all a little bit, you know what I mean? Check me out. Let me give off the 98.5. You could have done better behind the wise guy. Touch and Rich will give you good sports, but your hip game suck and you ugly as f***. Touch it look like Al Bundy on crap, while Rich look like you been banged from the back. I got a new name for you. I bet you like that. It's the Lil Sloan Pack. Can you imitate that? Ha ha. I bet you like that. Strip club on the way. Wall dick, where you at? 898 in my house, man. Y'all sure y'all want me to do this, man?
What about Tony Mack?
Let me get something straight. Tony, I heard you was gay.
Word trans next.
That can't be so. Mark Doublechin is the one that told me so. Ha ha.
Mike Felger.
On the pretty ass guy. I heard you was Tom Dick Jacket. Tell me now. Tell me now. Ha ha. I got a couple more people I could get, man. But you know what I'm going to leave it at this. I did this for y'all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich, Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They say they have the best draft in the entire NFL. Are you surprised to hear that?
Certainly not. The first year we took it to the limit. And I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
It's been 20 years since then. We haven't been too strong in the last few years.
Oh, we've been strong. We're just playing by the rules. You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.
It's true, you can't. You cannot have a newcomer come in and steal the show. The Jacksonville Jaguars are in the midst of a crazy mania. They got a new quarterback there, Minshew.
And take away everything we're about to talk about. He's been really good, man. And as a matter of fact, he's
good again yesterday.
He really might be rookie yesterday of the year. Yeah. So he's got, I think yesterday, 374 yards, two touchdowns, passer rating of almost 102. I mean, he has been fun to watch, and his style of play is fun to watch. However, everything around Gardner Minshew has made me just want to hate the guy. And I don't know if it's any fault of his own, or maybe, Fred, you could, like as you said, he's stoking the fire with all of this.
Oh, he's maybe doing it. It's all his fault. He is a lame nerd that decided that he was going to do something that was ironic 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now the sports media, who consists of a bunch of people that went to Syracuse and played with themselves to the radio while games were on, is fawning all over themselves because they're too busy at Hootie and the Blowfish concerts and watching the guy with the puppets do comedy that they are
Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham.
That was a random reference.
Their boring
like
lives are just watching Hootie the Blowfish and seeing Jeff Dunham do comedy.
I love that reference. Wildly random, but it fits. But so yesterday, I was watching some of the Sunday morning shows, and I knew I was in for it the minute I saw Boomer Esiason wearing a mustache with the rest of the cast. I'm like,
good, you stop doing our show.
People have mustaches. They exist. They've been around for. Aaron Rodgers had one. Why are we still talking about a guy with a mustache?
Well, because it's fun.
So here's what we're going to do, because I watched way too much Sunday morning TV. Let's play a quick game called How Long Till They Mention Gardner Minshew's Mustache.
Okay.
All right. So these are pre-packaged things that they made about him, because remember last week it was Uncle Rico showed up and it was like, hey, let's compare mustaches. Just how long until this packaged up report about Gardner Minshew mentions that he has a mustache?
Okay.
So the first one, is it labeled anything, Fred? Is it what you have there?
It says Minshew.
Okay. I believe this is the CBS morning one. They're doing a package. So how long would
was
you
Boomer
get?
Like into the mustache?
Oh, yeah. He's wearing a fake mustache and sort of the eyes there.
Because he could grow one, you know. Yeah. Yes. Right. Anyone.
Sure. Or you could just not reference it because people have mustaches.
Yeah. I wonder if they've been to a artisan bar where infuriatingly the guys roll their sleeves up just over their elbows and have mustaches.
Like, all right,
it's like you live in New York, Boomer. Like, I understand Long Island, maybe, but I mean, you haven't seen, like, when, like, you can't bump into a hip. Now they all got beards, but you couldn't bump into a hipster, walk down the street without bumping into five of them with mustaches. All right, so I'm going to say this is a 50-second long clip. If he's got a mustache on already, there's going to be a slight gurgle of giggling. And then it is going to metamorphosize into he's a phenomenon. There's a phenomenon going on in Jacksonville while they all teeter in the background, giggling like children. And then I would say you got to give 20 minutes of that or 20 seconds of that. I'm going to say 21 seconds in.
11.
Okay. I'm going low.
I like it.
11.
Because, no, because they have to titter and,
I understand,
and
but,
set it off.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Okay, so it's like Luchadero music.
Yeah.
Because they have mustaches.
Yeah, but it's like it's almost like that. You're right. It's the mustache that goes down to the side. So they're saying that
it's like a hand. It's like a Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a Van Dyke is what he has, which is
they don't know the difference.
Well, who doesn't know what a Van Dyke is?
I didn't know what a Van Dyke was. I know what it looks like. I've seen it. I didn't know it was called a Van Dyke.
Well, you've got to go to a barbershop where it has all the see, illustrations.
I always thought Dick Van Dyke was like cleanly shaven.
He was an alcoholic. He was an alcoholic. All right, he's still alive. All right, here we go. Brother, though, dead as a doornail. Jerry Van Dyke.
He's Gardner Minshew II, even though there was never a first. He doesn't groom his mustache.
Oh, how many seconds?
It was like 11 points.
Oh, Johnny Wall game. Now, if you start it when he talked, it was probably like 5 seconds.
Yep. Yeah. I hate him. I hate him with a passion.
So are they doing kind of like the
most interesting man in the universe? It's bad Chuck Norris jokes.
That's what I was about to say. Chuck Norris jokes.
Yeah, they're Chuck Norris jokes. They're doing like a routine from 10 years ago about a style that was ironic 15 years ago. They're doing Chuck Norris jokes. I want everyone in that building slapped. He's got a mustache. Hey, everyone Google Chuck Norris jokes. Like, what, this is, are they paying you?
He's Gardner Minshew II, even though there was never a first. He doesn't groom his mustache. His mustache grooms him. He once led the nation in...
It's a Yakov Smirnoff joke.
That's right. They're stealing its trend from mustache groomed you.
Yeah, somewhere Billy Crystal's very upset.
He once led the nation in passing without ever throwing a pass. He used a hammer to break his hand. Instead, his hand broke the hammer. Brett Favre once called him for fashion advice. He recommended jorts. All his touchdowns are reviewable, just so the refs can watch him score again. He once threw an interception, just to see what it feels like. Gardner Minshew is the most interesting quarterback in the world.
Oh, stop!
Stay ready, my friends.
Oh, stop with this.
And you know there was like a meeting where they got around a conference table and were just enjoying themselves and thinking of how incredibly clever they were. Because it combines the Chuck Norris jokes with the most interesting man in the world, which is, I like when they take commercials and make bits out of them, like going hoy hoy or whatever the hell the stupid commercial was for the beer. Well, dilly they, dilly?
Sure. And then they toss it back to Boomer and he went, what's up?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, then they go, where's the beef already?
That'd be great.
All right, we'll continue playing this because I hate it so much. All right, here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the sport.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Around.
You play to win the game.
The NFL.
Over his hands.
In 15 minutes, give or take.
Unicorns, show ponies, where's the beef?
Oh, yeah, baby. Around the NFL is brought to you by Doctors Matthew Lepresti and Robert Leonard, the hair doctors of Stephen Gostkowski at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Not the greatest weekend of football, but nonetheless.
I'll tell you what, it was not good for the bankroll boys.
No, I'm still way up, so you're not going to win every week.
So I got to build a bankroll, as they say.
That's why you got to build a bankroll. But yeah, the bankroll boys lost me a little bit of money, but in the end, they only lost me some of my bankroll because I'm still in the whatever the hell the good one is.
What
was
your black?
What was your bet?
I had the under on the Steelers-Ravens game, and I won that. So okay. I'm now only down $400.
Okay.
Well, so if you would have been a man and actually bet $10,000, you would be up.
I should have done that. Speaking of that game, and we know the Ravens beat the Steelers in overtime, but this is all anyone's going to be talking about today.
Third and 11 here for the Steelers. Rush coming. Rudolph tried to tuck and run. Gets out of the first wave. Throws on the move. It's complete as he hits James Washington. Mason Rudolph keeps it alive, but Rudolph is down.
Well, he's down, and he is out.
There is serious concern right now for Mason Rudolph. Rudolph avoided the sack and then got crunched and went down in a heap.
Got hit from the behind by Carr and appeared in front by, is it Jefferson?
Nope. Thomas.
Yep.
No, that was Earl Thomas there. Mason Rudolph just absolutely gets drilled. The helmet of Earl Thomas's hits his chin, and it looks like Rudolph is instantly knocked out cold. You ever seen when like a boxer just gets hit right, just the right spot?
Right, and just and
his
falls.
Eyes just yep. go almost dead. Then he hits the ground, and his head bounces off the turf. He lay on the ground there for long enough to have his teammates huddle around him. Was it Juju Smith-Schuster who was crying? They showed on TV. Maybe. And that's the minute that you sat there and just went, oh, boy, this is not good. Okay.
Well, playing football.
And just
sack up.
Well, just when you thought the cart was going to come out to bring him off the field, Minshew gets picked up almost in a Weekend at Bernie's-style fashion.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do when someone's laid out.
And
is jostle him around as much as you can.
Oh, my God. And why wasn't he carted off? According to Yahoo Sports, the medical cart was broken.
Yeah, and it's interesting that what if he was paralyzed?
Yeah, but you can't just carry him off then.
No.
Or what if he happened to get hit in a way that affected his spine that we just didn't know about?
No, that's what I'm saying is that, like, what if he's paralyzed?
So,
I mean, I've been at a game where Reggie Brown got paralyzed.
Well, George Atala, who's
one of the... And it took them 5 hours to get the card out, too.
One of the execs of the NFL Players Association was ticked about the whole situation and tweeted, embarrassing, I guess $15 billion a year can't buy you a working medical card. So with all the backlash around the internet, the NFL released a statement later on in the evening regarding the matter and said, quote, a cart was brought on the field in the event it was needed. After evaluating the player, medical staff determined a cart was not necessary.
Until they put him on a cart.
Had one been needed, there was a backup cart on the other sideline.
Didn't they put him on a cart?
I see. I didn't see that. I just saw him getting carried off the field.
Oh, I thought eventually they put him on a car.
See, I did not see that. I just saw him carried off the field.
All right, maybe I'm wrong.
They said after evaluating the player, medical staff determined a cart was not necessary in his instance. Had one been needed, there was a backup cart on the other sideline, which was immediately available. He received appropriate medical care per game day protocols and now is in the concussion protocol. Sure, he seemed 100%. Dude was on
the way they took his face mask off.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, everything seemed right as rain.
Insane. So that is the NFL trying to cover their ass this morning and let them know that, yes, that $15 billion was not put to waste. We were waiting for him. It's just we deemed, guy didn't need it.
Yeah, they had to buy all the fake mustaches.
Apparently they did.
Those fake mustaches don't make themselves.
No, they do not. And if you've ever said to yourself, you know, this whole kicking situation, you know, kickers nowadays, they sure do themselves a great job out there. If you're worried about Steven Gostkowski, then there's one other player that you might need to be worried about, and that is the guy who is kicking for Tennessee because of this.
The field goal attempt is no good.
Wow. And the Cairo Santos field goal try is no good. He's missed three today.
Yep, the Titans kicker misses three field goals as the Bills beat Tennessee 14-7. How about that?
I blame soccer.
The league just sucks right now when it comes to field goal kickers. So if you're worried about yesterday the Nuge missing one extra point, just know that everyone stinks around the league. The Bills are 4-1 now.
Yeah, they got a good defense.
They do have
a really, really bad division.
Well, Josh Allen has to do just enough. Mm-hmm. That's it. Just enough. And he's done it four games.
If only they had like a game, if they had like Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, that's all they would need.
Well, Fitzpatrick would cost them a couple also.
Or, okay, that maybe, like, McNown. Like, Josh McNown, just like...
Yes, McCown.
Hoyer.
McCown,
McCown. Yeah. I'm sorry. McCown.
But Hoyer.
Hoyer turns the ball over a lot.
No,
who's not going to turn the ball over.
No, but McCown.
Yeah, McCown.
He'd be the former Jet quarterback. If they had him, they'd be better off, I think. Yes.
He's on Philly. So, or... He was at the game. I don't know.
I've lost track of him, but yes.
He might not even be playing. But, yeah, if you could get a guy who's just not going to turn the ball over.
Yep.
Because Josh Allen's going to cost them. I mean, it's going to cost them
eventually
a few games. I mean, he turned the ball over four times against the Jets, which is like he was playing the Jets.
Eventually, he will cost them a big game. Yes. And I think in their heart of hearts, Bills fans understand this.
Yeah. And they made a huge mistake drafting Josh Allen.
All right, when we get back, John Gruden goes absolutely nuts in the locker room after his team wins in London.
You gotta love it. A happy John Gruden makes a happy fan base.
It's been a while.
We'll be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, look out. Here come your Raiders.
They look okay. I mean, they're 3-2 right now. And how happy are you if you're John Gruden and you flew all the way to London to face the guy that you traded away and people gave you worlds of crap about, and you won? That's right. It was a hell of a game for this guy, too.
The lead back for number 28. He comes over to the left. It's a toss play. Jacob's going to run behind him. Got daylight. 5-4-3. End zone. Touchdown. Jacobs breaks through with a big hole. Ingold was over there. They changed up at the line of scrimmage. They quickly moved Ingold over to the left, and he blew it open, and it is 6-0, pending the extra point.
That's Musburger, right?
It is.
Yeah.
I was about to say, is that radio?
This one's for all the Tostitos. Yeah, he's the voice.
He does radio play-by-play of the Oakland Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he does?
He does. Yes, he did.
Just to keep his hat in the ring.
Yeah.
Huh?
I thought JT the Brick was also part of that.
JT the Brick is more of a fan. He does the pre pre and post, at least he used to.
Well, Josh, you remember during Hard Knocks, they had a picture of Musburger going in and talking to the coaches. Musburger goes in, he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. There's nothing more depressing than an 80-year-old guy wearing a Hawaiian shirt anywhere.
Well, you know Musburger, despite how long he's been working, is broke.
Well,
like,
I mean,
he's just like Vegas.
Gambling.
Rodney Dangerfield and Easy Money.
Well, do you remember in his final several years, like, he couldn't even hide the fact that he had money on some of the games?
Oh, yeah. Like, he would get pissed if there was, like, a missed field goal in garbage time.
Right. It would be like a backdoor cover, and it'd be like, yeah. And you just hear his, like, the whole demeanor get crushed. Well, Josh Jacobs right there, career high 123 yards rushing. And more than anything, John Gruden is a very happy man. Here he is after the game in the locker room with his winning team.
Hey, listen, I don't have a disco in here. I don't have a disco. Well, let's all start dancing. I say this, man. I'm 56 years old. That's the most fun I've ever had tonight. I'm so proud of you. You have no idea. I mean, we've been through a roller coaster already, but what you proved today is one thing. You can beat anybody, anywhere, on any time zone. You got it. We're going to have a great flight home. We have some injuries. I want everybody to have a great bye week. You have a whole week off.
I mean, the world's just a better place when John Gruden's happy.
Somewhere Deuce Gruden just sunk his head down. when he goes, this is the most fun I ever had. And he's like, Dad, what about all the times we played catch?
Remember we went fishing that one time?
Yeah, that sucked.
You're a disappointment.
I call you Deuce because you remind me of crap. When you were born, I said, why would you crap or make a child?
So, he's a very happy
man. The most fun I ever had.
No, I have to say.
Took a trip to Singapore that second. But.
Packers and Cowboys. The Aaron Rodgers had never lost at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, and he didn't yesterday.
From the shotgun, snap Rodgers, second down. Get Jones up the middle, big hole. 15 to the 10, cutting left to the 5. Touchdown! 18-yard touchdown run. And the interior of the Green Bay line opened up a hole that Aaron Jones went barreling through.
Okay, so the Packers win 34-24, but all that matters to me is that 1920 sports reporter guy made it to the post-game press conference to ask Aaron Rodgers a question. Take it away, 1920 sports reporter guy.
Jim, what was the key to distributing your Packer City Lightning to all your button men? Like all-decade torpedo Laverne Delweg?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Packers 1920s stalwart, Laverne Delweg. NFL all-decade tight end.
Who is it? Yeah? I don't know what you're talking about. That's a good question, though. What the...
Okay, I've never been more jealous that I didn't think of a radio hit more than I am brilliant. With 1920 sports reporter guy that the ticket, it's a radio station in Dallas, uses. And they're like, you'll think he's gone, and about every 6 months he'll show up. And my favorite is how he opens up every question, champ. Like for those old movies like Eight Men Out or like Cinderella Man.
It's fantastic. It really is great.
He is the best, and I am extremely jealous. But yeah, so there's another win for the Packers there. What's funny is it still
By the way, Aaron Rodgers with a tremendous sense of humor.
Yeah.
By the way, really gets it.
He's just kind of like, all right, sure, fine. Even Phil Mickelson like played along one time, and he's kind of a prick.
Yeah, but probably 1920s won a lot of money that day.
Right, champ. Oh, he's the best. Well, on top of that, there's another team that went down at the hands of an ex-Patriot.
Just short.
Yeah, and they're going to run the play anyway here, and Brissett's going to take it himself into the end zone. So Jacoby Brissett leads them on a 5-minute, 18-second drive. They ran 11 plays.
The Colts end up beating the Chiefs 19-13 in what was one of the better games of the week. And can you believe it? Jacoby Brissett, if you looked at his numbers ever since he started for this team this season, and you said you didn't know that Andrew Luck wasn't playing, and you compared the numbers, you'd be like, okay, well, I guess that's a pretty good season for Andrew Luck. He has been about as good as you could expect a guy like him to step in and fill in those shoes, especially seeing that, you know, his lack of starting time in the NFL. But good for Jacoby Brissett. What a story. And Patrick Mahomes, I mean, unfortunately, yesterday, They had an NFL streak of 25 points or more in 25 straight regular season games, and it was the fewest points scored in a regular season game started by Patrick Mahomes.
He's got a bad ankle. That's the other thing.
It does look that way.
He got it stepped on. He hurt it earlier in the season. It got stepped on by one of his own linemen last night.
Yeah, and it looks
He's
bad.
Not right. He's nope. not right.
Yeah, it looked bad.
And the other thing, too, Jacoby Brissett's offensive line is just awesome. And a lot of it's because of, what's up, Quinn? Hey, Quinn, what's That's up, right. man?
Yeah, yeah they're just in time for Luck to retire.
right.
So Andrew Luck saying, where was this 3 years ago?
But, I mean, they've done a really good job putting that team together. Once they got rid of Ryan Grigson, they brought in whatever that dude's name is.
Happy Von Finkenstein?
Yes! Happy Von Finkenstein, I believe is his name. And they addressed immediately what they needed to. Get Andrew Luck in offensive line, and Chris now that he's
Ballard.
Gone,
Chris Ballard is his name.
The rivalry is back home.
Yeah, no, Indianapolis' defense is good enough, top half of the NFL, and Brissett's better than expected. Indianapolis is good.
His numbers don't jump off the page.
Jacoby Brissett?
Good enough.
He's been good enough. Is he better than good enough?
29, 151 yards with an interception.
Yeah, no, but look at the last few weeks.
He's not as big a drop as you would have thought from Luck. I'm not saying he's a Pro Bowler. What I'm saying is he is a serviceable, if not slightly over-serviceable, NFL quarterback.
Well, think about the guys that have kind of had to slide in there. Now, Jacoby's the starter. He's not filling in. He's the guy. But like even in New Orleans, you know what, Teddy Bridgewater, I mean, that team has not sunk. You know, they're still in it.
The defense also has something to do with it there, too.
It does. Yep, absolutely.
Indianapolis' defense is far better than expected, and that's keeping them in more games than you would have thought.
Well, it's going to be quite an AFC. I got to tell you that. When the Indianapolis Colts
Raiders, man.
Snag a division title.
You're using Raiders, man.
Yeah, look at that. I'm having fun. I help myself.
Oh, how great would that be if the Raiders actually made the playoffs?
They got a shot. They're 3-2, right? They got a chance.
Tough, yeah, they ain't winning that division.
Tough division.
No.
They ain't winning that division. All right. There will be no commercials here, just the headlines. And then Captain Controversy, Bob Soucy, joins us. And you never know what he's going to say. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.